Welcome to episode 154 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. This episode is one in a sub-series on fossils. If you'd like to catch the other episodes on this topic, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. It was bothering me. The La Brea woman, the only ancient human remains to be found at the La Brea tar pit, was dated to between 9 and 10,000 years. And it appeared, because she was found in close association with some pottery shards and artifacts, and a domestic dog, that she may have been ceremonially interred. That would make the remains of that domestic dog one of the oldest found in North America. And yet, a resounding silence on the subject. After a little bit more digging, I found out why there might be such a silence. A team redated the remains of the dog and the La Brea woman herself, using a method called carbon-14 dating, or radiocarbon dating. The dog was 3,250 to 3,400 years old. The woman was 10,220. This means that between the time when the La Brea woman entered the tar pits and the domestic dog entered the tar pits is a 7,000-year gap, the remains of the dog being much, much younger than the remains of the woman. If you read the paper, and I do have a link to it on the show page, you'll see some different dates listed. Some of them are the carbon date, and some of them are the calendar date. What are these different numbers? And how does carbon-14 dating work at all? Our planet is being bombarded by cosmic rays. These are not any form of light, or any part of the electromagnetic spectrum. These are particles that are somehow being accelerated to very close to the speed of light. They come in from outside of our solar system. Exactly what their source is and precisely how they reach such high velocities isn't really known. There are theories. Most cosmic rays consist of atoms that have had their electrons stripped off the nucleus. There are also some high-energy electrons, and rarely, a little bit of antimatter. When these particles meet our atmosphere, they interact with the particles of our atmosphere. And much like in those giant particle accelerators, a spray of particles results. Although cosmic rays are at much higher energies than even our largest particle accelerators have been able to achieve. Some of the particles that come from these collisions are slow-moving neutrons. In our atmosphere, some of the neutrons made by the cosmic rays coming in interact with the nitrogen. Nitrogen makes up about 80% of our atmosphere, and most of it is a particular flavor of nitrogen called nitrogen-14. When an extra neutron interacts with nitrogen-14, it turns into carbon-14. It's radioactive. Through a process called beta decay, it turns back into nitrogen-14. The carbon-14 that is created has a half-life of 5,730 years. That means if you had a gram of the stuff, in 5,730 years, you would only have half a gram left. The rest of the material would have turned back into nitrogen. This predictable rate of decay is what we use to date fossils. The carbon-14 produced in our upper atmosphere combines with oxygen, turning into carbon dioxide. This carbon dioxide diffuses through the atmosphere and is taken up by plants. The plants get eaten by various animals, insects and herbivores, who get eaten in turn. This spreads the tiny trace amount of radioactive carbon throughout the biosphere. As long as an organism is alive, it continually takes in a new supply of the radioactive carbon. Once it dies, no new radioactive carbon comes in, and what's there decays at that predictable rate. When the technique was first created, it was assumed that the rate of carbon-14 production would be steady throughout the lifetime of the Earth. They tested the theory against material that they knew the age of, such as remains from Egyptian tombs. Some discrepancies were seen. There are a lot of things that can change the general levels of carbon-14 available. For example, large amounts of volcanic activity can dilute the carbon-14 in the atmosphere. The CO2 from volcanic eruptions is being cooked out of rocks that have been down there for a very long time, and whatever carbon-14 they may have had has long since decayed. Complicating this picture is the fact that plants can take up carbon-12 and carbon-13 more easily than carbon-14. So it changes the percentage of carbon-14 in the plant as compared to the atmosphere. In the oceans, carbon-14-laden carbon dioxide mixes readily with the upper layers of the water. But far beneath, in the deep layers, is much older water. Upwellings can mix the two, diluting the carbon-14. This can cause marine life alive today to appear to be a couple of hundred years old by carbon-14 dating methods. Using things like the growth rings in trees and material that we know the age of, over time, correction curves have been built up. When you read a scientific paper and they give you the carbon date, it's based on the assumption that the level of carbon-14 is consistent. Then they use those correction curves in order to find the calendar year. With a half-life of just under 6,000 years, carbon-14 dating methods are only good for materials that are about 40 or 50,000 years old. After that, other methods must be used. And what are those other methods? We'll talk about that next time. See you then.